Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind! Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind!
It's the 10th anniversary, ladies and gentlemen, of when Cliff Inicoe joined us on the show. Hey, Cliff! Happy anniversary, baby.
You too, man. What are we celebrating?
We're celebrating your 10th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust.
Oh, hey, it's been 10 years?
10 years, I know.
God, man, it seemed like 30.
It's been like a dream come true for you, hasn't it?
It felt like 30, man. It's only 10 years.
Well, thank you for 10 great years. We appreciate it.
Thank you. And thank you for having me and putting up with a lawyer for that time.
Oh,
that's got to be the world record.
We love having you on the show. Welcome back, folks. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And as you know, if you've been around here for very long, we take our business very seriously, but we don't take ourselves very seriously. We try to have fun here. Hey, we're talking about what you should be doing, the way you should be thinking, how you should be preparing yourself for becoming a franchisee, which means someone who buys a franchise part of a franchise. Franchisor is the person who creates the franchise and then sells it to franchisees who then install those things out in the marketplace, out across the country. Like your local Starbucks. No, Starbucks is not a franchise. Like your local Häagen-Dazs or something like that.
Right, exactly.
So in the last segment, we talked about the fact that just because you're a franchisee, unless you can afford a $2 million McDonald's or something like that and just open the doors and wait till the customers come in, unless you can do that, if you're going to buy a franchise of a lesser god, so to speak, of a $100,000 operation or a $50,000 operation, you got to go to market. You got to go got to hit the pavement. You got to market. Mm-hmm. So that was the last segment. What's our next thought?
Okay. Well, there's some other things. If you're buying into a franchise that's still getting its act together, you got to ask these guys some extremely tough questions. Most franchises have what they call a discovery day where you fly out to their corporate headquarters and you meet and greet all the executives and all those people. Take advantage of that, but don't be afraid to ask some extremely tough questions of these people. You know, they cannot show you operating results for the last, 20, 30 years the way, the more established franchises can. Mm-hmm. So you gotta get that information out of them. And even though they give you this big 100-page, document to look at,
which you should read, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
I know what you're thinking. I know you're going to get this thing, and you're going, oh, my God, this is like homework. But let me tell you something, folks. Inside of all of that stuff are triggers, little tripwires that are in their favor that you need to know. You may be okay with it. You may be willing to live with it, but you don't need to go into it without knowing what they are, do you, Cliff?
That's it. Or hire somebody like me to do it.
Yes.
I mean, when I do a review, I don't just limit myself to the franchise agreement. I look at the whole darn book, and I point out business problems if I see them. You know, hey, ask about this, ask about that, ask about this. I mean, here are some of the things that I think people need to ask about. You know, first of all, does the franchise model work everywhere in the U.S.? A lot of franchises start out in the Midwest and the Rocky Mountain states, especially, mm-hmm. where labor is cheap and land is cheap. You can actually get people to work for you for $30,000 a year pre-tax. And the franchise goes well, and they build up about a dozen outlets, and then they expand out to the West Coast and the East Coast, and the whole model collapses at that point because the cost of living and the economics are just simply, very different in these parts of the country. You know, in Connecticut, where I live, you cannot get somebody to work for $30,000 a year pre-tax. Mm-hmm. That's starvation.
That's because the taxes are 15.
The taxes and the regulations and all that. Nobody's going to pay $35 for a smoothie.
Right.
That's not going to happen.
Right.
you're going to have
even
to really...
even the rich people in Connecticut, even the Tony folks up there won't do that. So
the ones that aren't heading south down to where you are.
Right.
That's it. Yeah, actually, you're going to have a town down there called Little Connecticut, Alabama,
right.
before too long. I'll tell
that's
you
right.
The way things are going. Also, too, ask yourself, is the franchise business looking backwards or forwards? I'm seeing a lot of franchises now that are still wedded to a brick-and-mortar business model in a world that is, as you just pointed out in the last segment, is going increasingly digital.
Or there's nothing wrong with having brick-and-mortar, but what are they doing to add high-tech to that offering?
One of the first questions you should do when you get out to your Discovery Day, ask to meet their director of social media marketing. And ask who's developing their mobile app.
Right.
And if they look at you like you're from outer space, walk from the room.
Do an about face and run. Don't walk.
And run. These guys are not living up to the times.
That's
also,
right.
If they introduce you to the director of social media marketing, and that person is a baby boom geezer like
us.
If somebody looks like you and me, run away. You want to see a millennial in that spot. You want to see somebody who lives on their cell phones and who gets this environment.
Mm-hmm. That's
you
right.
know, forgive me, a baby boom geezer like us is not going to do
that's
it.
Exactly right.
Yeah,
right.
That's it.
Is it okay to say how much debt do you have?
Yeah, absolutely.
You can ask them. You should know everything about their financials because they're going to know everything about your financials, aren't they?
Yeah, that's right. Beware the franchise that has been taken over by a hedge fund.
Uh-oh.
By the way, always look at the ownership section in your FDD, your disclosure document, and see who owns these suckers. You know, if they're being owned by a hedge fund, hedge funds are not long-term investors. Sooner or later, you know, they're going to get as much cash out of this as they possibly can, and they're going to sell this off to somebody else. You want to have a very focused conversation about that. You don't want to go up into franchise A and then find out 5 years later you're now a part of franchise B.
Right.
You know, which has a different model.
Like the way your mortgage is sold upstream and after 24 months it's been owned by six different people.
Yep, exactly right.
That's an interesting point. Hey, Cliff, hold on to that thought. Give us the website again, please.
You got it, succeedinginyourbusiness.com.
And folks, he can't help you. If you're looking for a franchise, no matter where you are in the country, Cliff will help you read that. And you know, as you can tell, he knows what he's talking about. Quick break, Tintel. I'm Jim Blasingame. More of this after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.